Maintain a referral network and offer referrals. A financial counselor should be prepared to make referrals. An AFC is not required to make referrals but is required to terminate a counseling relationship in some circumstances. Standard of Practice 8, inability to assist clients. Counselors must avoid entering or immediately terminate a counseling relationship if it is determined that they are unable to be of professional assistance to a client. The counselor may assist in making an appropriate referral for the client. The financial counselor can choose to make a referral for a variety of reasons. Scope limitation. Scope limitations occur because financial counselors cannot advise on certain subjects, provide therapy, diagnose, etc. on the intake form or during interviewing. The counselor may identify a referral need, such as if the client is in an advanced stage of home foreclosure, lawyer referral, or needs a job services referral. No progress. See Standard of Practice 8 as listed above. Personality conflict. A financial counselor is not able to establish a positive working relationship with a client. Counselor impairment. See Standard of Practice 19 as listed below. Conflict of interest. A conflict of interest can exist due to a personal relationship with a potential client, such as a family member or friend. In another example, two divorcing clients should not see the same financial counselor. The financial counselor could still see one client or the other. Public benefit program. The need is for access to one or more public benefit programs. Client request. The client is asking for a referral. Standard of Practice 19, impairment of professionals. Counselors must refrain from offering professional services when their personal problems or conflicts may cause harm to a client or others. A referral network can have many types of referrals. Financial experts, including tax preparers, mortgage counselors, or certified financial planners. Licensed therapists, such as financial therapists or couples therapy. Lawyers by subtype. Social workers or substance abuse professionals. Public services or charities, example food banks, services for disabled persons, financial public assistance, Medicaid, etc. In turn, a client may already be a client of any of these types of professionals or organizations, and someone at one of these organizations could provide a referral to the financial counselor's practice. This referral could be part of a mandated court order, in which case the counselor will need to provide the client or the court with evidence that the sessions occurred and whether the client participated in a satisfactory manner while not breaking confidentiality, as already discussed. Any client information shared with an external party must adhere to the client confidentiality agreement and related release forms that spell out the nature of allowed communications and name the referral source. Only that specific source can be a party to the communications. The client will be required to understand, agree to, and sign the release of information form before any information can be shared. The counselor and other party may need to work together to offer a continuum of care, coordinated care to maximize holistic client benefit, while strictly adhering to client confidentiality agreements. Create or join a referral network. Creating or joining an existing referral network can take two basic forms: internal referrals and external referrals. Internal referrals are for when the counseling practice or its parent organization, such as a hospital, offers multiple services, or the counselor works for a government agency that offers multiple services. It can also occur within a financial counseling practice when a different financial counselor could be a better fit. Internal referrals use a ready-made referral network that is convenient in terms of scheduling, access, and cost. Referrals will need to conform to all internal protocols for internal referrals, such as filling out an official internal referral form and associated confidentiality forms. The counselor may act as a liaison between the departments. The internal referral department or person also needs to know how to refer the client back to financial counseling when the client is ready if the processes are sequential. External referral networks take effort to establish unless the counselor's practice already has a network that the counselor can leverage. The practice may have required training and protocols for external referrals that the counselor must abide by. For each referral source, the practice or the counselor, if independent, will need to establish a Memorandum of Understanding, MOU, setting referral expectations between the two parties and some due diligence, including that the referral source's mission, vision, and values are consistent with client-based needs. The services and programs that are available and related client requirements, that the practice/agency and/or individual credentials and licensing are in order and are specific to the referral need in question, not just general claims of qualifications or training. The contact person, website, intake process, and care follow-up process. For example, say a financial counselor in private practice wants to establish a relationship with a financial therapist. the financial counselor first needs to understand what a financial therapist does and how this could benefit clients. Then the counselor needs to contact one or more financial therapists in the area, research their credentials, establish a rapport with one or more of them, and eventually create an MOU and other formalities. A referral network can get quite large, so it may become necessary to have an online directory or printed resource guide with contact information on it, phone, website, along with cost, at a high level if available, eligibility requirements, and locations. Educate client about network resources. When educating a client about network resources, first determine the client's comfort with receiving referrals for the given subject area. Then the counselor will need to know a good way to make such referrals without scaring off the client, such as, the past traumas you have been describing are outside of my training and licensing, but I do know a financial therapist who could help if you are willing. If a client seems interested, then the counselor can review what benefits the client may receive, the likely costs of such services, and any requirements that would be needed, such as income levels required to access a public benefit. Financial counselors are often a client's first stop prior to getting a referral to some services, such as a financial planner. Financial counselors can fill this role because they are more approachable. Since, other than a fee, they are not asking for a client's money to invest, the relationship is much lower risk than establishing a relationship with a financial planner or some other referral types. The financial counselor's educational role can be to teach the client what sorts of questions to ask of potential representatives and the types of representatives that are best avoided, example a financial planner who will not disclose how they are paid. After a client has accessed internal or external network resources, it is important to get feedback on how the client was treated at the referral source, example efficient, hard to get seen, etc., and whether or not the resource was an effective form of assistance, addressed actual need. When asking for such feedback, be sure to caution the client not to reveal information that should be confidential between the referral resource and the client. Manage networks and related risks. A referral network needs to be regularly maintained. The practice or agency will need to periodically validate that the practice or organization is still in existence, is still properly accredited/licensed/certified, and is able to add new clients. Also, when there are multiple options for a given service, the network should be large enough to enable clients to have some choices to choose from. Financial counseling practices also need to avoid any conflicts of interest within their referral networks. Financial gain from making a referral should not be expected. The practice and the individual financial counselor also need to maintain appropriate professional liability insurance.